Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. Glad to welcome all our visitors and guests, and glad to welcome all our friends viewing us online this morning. We're glad you're here. And I'll remind you online that we will be taking Holy Communion later in this service, and you are invited to take communion in your home as we take it here. We need to say a very important and excited welcome and welcome home to Sandra Lindler, who's on our organ bench today. Thank you, Sandra. Jim is away for a week of vacation, and she graciously agreed to be here to accompany our worship. I'll remind you that we have flu shots available on September 19th. That's coming up, not this week, but next week. And so we invite you to, there's forms on the table on that back wall in the narthex for you to get out. Leisure timers, you are meeting on the 16th, but there is no food. We're not able to do food right now with the surge in the pandemic, but you are meeting on the 16th, and you have a great tour guide who's going to give you a tour of Israel, and you won't even leave the fellowship hall. Okay, comfortable shoes to pretend like you're walking. Or we could, every now and then, between each picture, get them walk around the tables and then sit down.
That would be a good idea. You go for that.
Okay, yeah, we'll try. Amanda. And while Amanda is coming forward, she doesn't know I'm going to do this.
No, I don't. What are you doing?
You know, the process to become a pastor takes several leaps and hoops and jumps and stuff like
that. Some of them are on fire, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this week, Amanda was approved by the faculty. That's not the last hoop.
Nope, it's not. There's more. But
it is a step.
It is a step, absolutely. Thank you very much, Pastor Gary.
Sure. So,
yes, very exciting. Some things for the community here. On Thursday, our 5th through 12th graders will be meeting for a youth group, and we're very, very excited to get started with that again. And so we invite any and all 5th through 12th graders on Thursday from 7 to 8:30. Just like Leisure Timers, we were going to have dinner together, but we don't get to because of the pandemic. But we do get to spend time together, so it'll be a lot of fun. And if you're an adult and you're like, oh man, that sounds like fun, I want to go hang out with the 5th through 12th graders, let me know, because we need a second adult every time we're meeting. And it's a lot of fun. The kids are great. And right now we're playing games and forming community, and we would love for you to be a part of it. Also, for our even younger youth, from 3 to 5th grade, we're going to start Faith Launch next week. And I am so excited. And so if you know of any kids that are 3 years old through fifth grade, or even if they're smaller, if mom or dad or somebody will stay with them, they can come too. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. That'll be at 8:45 next Sunday. You going to come join us, Jordan? Yeah, all right. So you can come hang out with Jordan. I also need a second adult for that as well. So if you're interested in coming and helping out with our little ones, that would be really great. We're going to meet in the small fellowship area next Sunday, and we'll do that each Sunday for the fall, and we'll go from there. I have one more announcement. These are our cards for the Seven Oaks Elementary School. Part of our God's Work, Our Hands initiative is to support the teachers in our community, and so we're just writing notes of encouragement. Doesn't have to be long, just something to say, hey, we appreciate you. Those are out in the narthex, and there's a basket to collect ones that are filled out. And if you want to take them home, you can. But we need them back by September 12th. Those are all my announcements, unless I forgot something, Pastor Gary.
I think you should be really proud of how calm and well-behaved I was over here today.
Okay. Is there something we need to know?
No. You never know what I might do. You know?
I never know what you might do.
Right. That's good. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Kind of scared.
Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose teaching is life, whose presence is sure, and whose love is endless. Let us confess our sins to the one who welcomes us with open heart. God, our comforter, like lost sheep, we have gone astray. We gaze upon abundance and see scarcity. We turn our faces away from injustice and oppression. We exploit the earth with our apathy and greed. Free us from our sin, gracious God. Listen when we call out to you for help. Lead us by your love to love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. By the gift of grace in Christ Jesus, God makes you righteous. Receive with glad hearts the forgiveness of all your sins. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you.
feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory to Christ forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. For God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, throughout the ages you transform sickness into health and death into life. Open us to the power of your presence and make us a people ready to proclaim your promises to the whole world through Jesus Christ, our healer and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and would the children please come forward. Good morning. How are y'all? You're quiet. That's what you are. Well, I have a really important... No, you need to answer this question. Do you think we should tell everybody about Jesus? Now, I'm going to ask the question again. First, Charlotte, you said no. We shouldn't tell everybody about Jesus? You don't think so? You think we should? Let me ask that a question again. Should we tell everybody about Jesus? Yeah, that's right. We should tell everybody about Jesus. You are right. That's important. But you see, I have this hanging on the wall in my office, and I'll have to show it to you. Let me get it all the way out. It's long and tall. See it? There's people on it, you're right. And this person here, he looks kind of orangey, doesn't he? Do you think we should tell orange people about Jesus? y'all aren't too sure. This one right here gets me. That person looks green, doesn't he?
Yeah,
do you think we should tell green people about Jesus? No. And there's a white person. Do you think we should tell a white person about Jesus? Yeah. Well, so why would we tell this person and not this person or that person? Because this one's orange and that one's green? Yeah. No, you know what? I think Jesus wants us to tell everybody, all of them. Yeah, like this one right here. You know what? I think that one smells bad. Do you think we should tell her? No. Yes, we should tell her. Yes, yes. And and you look at me and I think this one has way too much hair. Do you think we should tell that person about Jesus? Yes, we should. Yes, we should. We should tell everybody about Jesus and how much Jesus loves them. Don't you think they want to know that? Yeah, I do. And I think just like you want to know that Jesus loves you, we should tell everybody about him. Yeah, we want everybody to know how much Jesus loves them. No matter what color, no matter if they smell bad, no matter if they have hair or not, we want them to know that Jesus loves them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, there are people who have enough hair, they can cut some off and it still leaves some on. Yes, that's true. There are other people that's not so true about. But I wanted to show this to you to remind you that God's love is for everybody. Is God's love for Pastor Gary? Yeah. Is God's love for Jordan and Charlotte? How about for Riley and Camden? She does match your dress, yes.
My brother matches my
dress. Yes, he does. All right, so that's what I wanted you to remember today. Not that you have matching clothes, but that we are supposed to tell everybody about that God loves them. Yep. Yep. All right, can we have our prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us and help us to remember you love everybody. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Yay!
A reading from Isaiah. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. God will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. A holy gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him,
Ephatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Those of us who were around in the 1970s will remember the comedian Flip Wilson. One day, someone asked Flip Wilson about his religion. "I'm a Jehovah's bystander," he said. "They asked me to be a witness, but I didn't want to get involved." The problem is that there's way too much truth in that joke, especially for us Lutherans. Lutherans have a long heritage of not saying anything about their faith. "My faith is my business," many of us say, "and your faith is your business." Even worse, many of us even push that further to say, "Your faith is none of my business." Should I say that again? We very often believe that someone else's faith is none of our business, even though we have an incredible gift to offer. Lutherans like to think that we let our lives do our witnessing for us. And truthfully, there is a place for that. A life lived faithfully, a life lived with integrity and love and kindness does speak volumes. But words are important too. Our gospel reading today features two remarkable stories. In the first, Jesus goes off outside Israel for some time away from the crowds. And there, a woman comes to him. There were lots of barriers she needed to cross. In those days, unmarried women and men didn't talk in public. In those days, Jews who were trusting that they were God's chosen people looked down on everyone else. This woman was a Gentile, and by any normal rules, Jesus should have nothing at all to do with her. But she was desperate. Her daughter had a demon. The doctors had tried everything, and nothing had worked. So she came to Jesus. "Please, Lord," she said. And in his response, Jesus pointed to all the barriers between them. "Yes, Lord," she replied. "But even the dogs get the crumbs from the table." I can't picture this scene without seeing Jesus smiling. "I do have a crumb of grace for you," he said. "Your daughter is well." And then in the other story, a deaf and mute man is brought to Jesus. Jesus took him off in private, and by touching his ears and spitting and touching his tongue, Jesus let him know what he was about to do. Then Jesus healed him. "Ephatha," he said, "be opened, be loosed." And then came the really interesting part. What could be more interesting than those two miracles, you wonder? Well, what's more interesting is that they couldn't keep quiet about it. They had to tell it. They had to tell what God had done. Pastor Don McKenzie tells the story of one very late night when he had been called to the hospital. He wrote, "As I was walking down the semi-dark hall with no people around, a man suddenly ran out of one of the patient rooms. He ran up to me. I had never seen him before. And he said to me with joy in his face, 'She's gonna make it. She's better. She's gonna make it.' And then he made his way on down the hall. I have not seen that man since. I do not know who he was talking about. I assume it was someone very near and dear to him, and he had just received good news. He could not wait to share it. He did not even have to know the person with whom he shared it. It just flowed from him because he had received good news, and good news is to be shared. That's easy to understand, isn't it? It's easy to talk about what you're excited about. We do it all the time. We talk about our families. We talk about our favorite sports teams, the movie we saw, the restaurant we ate in, and what we did last weekend, and the vacation we have planned. It's easy, and we're eager to talk about those things. That's what the people in the Bible were doing too. They had experienced God's grace in their lives, and they just had to tell anyone and everyone about it. It's easy to talk about what you're excited about, and it's time for us to look to see what God is doing in our lives, to find out how God's love and grace is manifested in and through us, and then to be excited and to tell about that. You see, witnessing isn't knowing the Bible. No, witnessing is telling your story, the story of you and God together. You know it because you've lived it, and it's easy to talk about because it really is something to be excited about. A lot of us here in this room are Lutheran to our very core, but here's the thing. God has a crumb of grace for you. Be opened. Look. See. Tell. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Loving Lord, thanks to you. Thanks to you for all the many blessings in our lives. You are the author of all goodness, the fountain of blessing and love. We thank you for being the foundation of our lives, the rock we can cling to in the midst of our struggles and fears. Thanks to you, gracious Savior, for all you are to us. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, we live in a chaotic, stormy world. Our lives are busy and frantic, and peace with you is sometimes so hard to find. Sometimes it's hard to find peace with each other too. Slow us down, Lord. Turn our eyes to you. Help us to forgive. Give us wholeness. Give us your surpassing peace. Lord, in your mercy. You speak healing to all your people, O God. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer in any way. Bless all in need and all whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living God, you call us to be your people in the midst of our lives. As we celebrate Labor Day, we thank you for the work you have given us to do, for purpose and meaning, for the opportunity to serve others. Help us each day to find our vocation to love you, to care for others, and to make you known in our words and deeds. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name.
Holy God, our bread, our life, our table, and our food, you created the world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ. 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 Christ, body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. 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 They were remembering we should tell everybody about it. Waving this right now. Buddy, okay. Bless you, Camden. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ.
body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. Lord of life, in the gift of your body and blood, you turn the crumbs of our faith into a feast of salvation. Send us forth into the world with shouts of joy, bearing witness to the abundance of your love in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.